This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, I'll read you verse 20. Okay, let me start from verse 19. Behold, I give unto you her. Sorry, from verse 17, I think. But my key verse 20, but from verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subjects unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding in this rejoicement that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. And this morning our subject is names in the heavenly register. Names in heavenly register. And as I said, our key verse will be quick, but we'll begin from the whole passage to think through this subject. And this is a word for our meditation this morning. And I'm okay, the FSC agreement we are looking somewhere, I throw the book in the moon. So as I said, the passage is what you are going to think about. That our key verse, which is verse 20. But then the passage in which our verse is found, as you can see for the reading, it tells us of the amazing reports which these 70 commissioned preachers of the gospel came to give to the Lord Jesus Christ, who sent them. He sent them to go and preach, and they were amazed and how the miraculous power Christ granted them had even shown greater influence. It has really amazed them even beyond what they thought that could do for them. At least they can recollect from verse, as we have in verse 9, that Christ only told them to heal the sick, as we have here. He told them, and heal the sick that are daring. And then go on and said, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto thee. The main air can say, But verse 17, I try and say, Omo Bama Kacha, what are you ready? A Homboni Kra, Abromuas Yamai, a moment to me, Jina Yano. And as I said, the 70 disciples who were commissioned to preach were amazed at the miraculous power Christ gave them. As I said, he only told them they should heal the sick. But they returned, the 70, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. So there was such a rejoicing as how their work were very smooth. And you know that I'm sure they have followed the Lord Jesus Christ for some time, and they have seen him casting out demons from those that were possessed with evil spirits. And this time around, he's doing it through them. And they were surprised. They never thought the Lord would give them such a power. And then this brought joy to them as this chosen servant of Christ. And generally, I mean, that is how it is. If anyone who's a servant of the Lord sees success in their work, whichever way it comes, he's so happy to see it. Because as a general saying that the one whose work is successful is a happy man. Near Oye Juma, a Kosono, Oyobia, Oye Enijufo. And so they were very happy for that. But then in their work, it was the greatest work, the preaching of the gospel. You can say, "Obi, you man, say, of course, you are energy." Then success, you know, you man, you know, you man, you man, you man, you man, you man, you man. Why is it the greatest way? Because the gospel, the preaching of the gospel, it is that only way God declares to sinners that He will be reconciled to them. That's the only message that tells us that God, the Almighty God, is willing to be reconciled to us. If we say in someone, I am someone, I'm not telling someone, I said, what we ask him one. Nyankopon hye nipa bɔ sɛ obetumi ɔbɛ sɛ ɔtwe yɛn ɛka ne ho. Yɛn a ɛyɛ adebɔyɛfoɔ ɛwɔ n'anim. And this message meeting a great success so that even demons were bowing, those who were possessed were coming to the Savior. They were able to deal with such difficult situations. So they were happy. And this is the greatest way, the reconciliation, for God to come to us to tell us that He's willing to. Though we are rebels in our own minds and in our life, we live our life away from Him. But then God Himself, despite our stubbornness, He comes to us and tells us, "Lay down your rebellion and come to Me, and I will receive you." Then we can say, "In some prayer, make come once to Me." Hey, someone was if we say, "Send here, yeah, we are baby as here. Yeah, dream mu any abrabo ni ano. Yeah, two. Yeah, 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 then so your sword in here, you know, no one buy in China, that's number catch yourself. For our sword in the two in China, Bram in China, and Joe. So it is the greatest work, and these people were very happy that people, it found a place in many, the hearts of many, that they carried away. So in verse 18, then the response of Lord Jesus Christ. And He said unto them, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Here the Lord also expressed His finality to them, of how swiftly and fiercely the powers of darkness were going to succumb to their ministry. Well, they were surprised, but Christ was not surprised. Because He told them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Meaning that before they even begin to go, He knew that Satan would bow down to the gospel. And history tells us, wherever the gospel has been preached, you know, the whole world before Christ came was so filled with idolatry and demon possessions. But wherever the gospel goes, even if you think of our own nation in Africa, the kind of the human sacrifices and all the idol worship, if you read the history before the white people came, though we know that there were this portion of this white who came for business purposes, who came to enslave people and all that, but the missionaries had access to bring the gospel through, I mean, their coming. And when they came, we know that even our sisters were worshipping idols. There was so much idolatry and so much people without the knowledge of God. And when the gospel was preached, some time ago I read even about the Presbyterian pastor missionaries that came. And the way they did, it's amazing. They were able to move from, there wasn't like today where we have easy transport moving around. But they were able to move all over to Kumasi area in those times to preach the gospel. The gospel find her, places people start. They move in the Ebre area, the Klapim area to preach the gospel. And I read about the conversion testimony of some of the people. And it was amazing. I read of one, I think there was, what is this place? In the mountains, I forgot the name of the place. Well, I read that there was so much idolatry. The whole town, there was a fetish priest there. And he even challenged one of the preachers. And the preacher didn't succumb. He went on preaching, and many got converted. You see how the gospel is so powerful. Nothing is able to stand against the gospel. And Christ, what Christ said, and He said unto them, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." The gospel is the only message that brings us to God. It's the only message that Satan fears. That is why the current charismatic things is really helping Satan to try. They are rather letting Satan to try. But the gospel, the true gospel, is thrown away. And then unnecessary things have been promoted as the gospel. How can that message that tell people that when you are saved, you'll be prosperous in this world, save a sinner? It's not possible. But that is what's going on. But the gospel that was able to overcome demon possessions, that was overcome sin, I mean, infested people who are ruining sin, with the pure gospel. That tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is equal with the Father, came on earth, take on human nature, and for the purpose of our salvation, died on the cross to take on himself our punishment, that through him, by faith in him and repentance coming to him, we shall be saved. And whoever believes this message gives his heart to it, the Lord says, whatever the hindrance, or whether demon possessed, or I mean, just a sinner, God saves. That's the gospel. And here, Christ tells them, he has seen this before, and he knew that Satan will fall. So that he said that he's not surprised. And this also tells us of his omniscience and his foreknowledge. This proves that he is God. That who knows the things that will come perfectly? Only God knows it. It's not just a mere prediction. It is as if it has happened. That's what, I mean, when you say that I beheld, it is that what was going to happen, and that was the reality. The American says, it's just way by the cans, and so, I have one crab, and so that green boy a light in a piano. If you say, in some part to me, one panel and in some part, she said, yes, Christ, or any uncle for a banner, any uncle for a panel, if you strike him, and by the funny person, or the funny person, if they are born in Hunting or Calvary, continue born in one to share, I mean, Yakuno, or Bray, Yabro, or not, or Shin, Mujangu, yet, no, or say, wow, the rabbi shall side you, my dear. So, we the boy in the home side, the boy in the home, the shall side, dear woman. By John, what's the sound if you born in? Now, no penny, a fire, and a couple of two million digital pump. So, if I can't say, I'm going to answer, not say, be frat, and to engine the pump, and to engine the young one. Miss Engine, I never read over a person with Christopher Fonso, only now, quite yet. Only him said yet here. Yamia Samuel said, I'm quite just a little of the young car. But such young boy, Uncle Cass, I'm quite just a mean, now Christopher, of course, so much to me too. So, and the Lord Jesus Christ went on to also promise them, verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So Christ again promised to them this protection. And again, it's not right Bible study, but you know, in Mark chapter 16, where this promise was given to the apostles, people tell us, well, it's given to all believers and all that, but I don't want to go there because it's not Bible study. But what we have here is that Christ promised them further success and protection for their work. Again, the gospel. You see, God gives protection to his servants. You see, they may have, physically they are powerless, but then their words. Look at the prophet of old. The prophet, like Prophet Jeremiah and others, he was cast down to the dungeon. He was helpless before, in the hands of his enemies. And yet, whatever he said was able to come true. That is how the gospel is about. You see, the preacher of the gospel need not to become like a superhero or a magician. No, he just has to do the work of the Lord. The message will come. The power of the Spirit will come and work along with the message. Look at Jeremiah. He was cast into a dungeon. He was been pleading for his life. And then, but what happened? Whatever he said came true. Whatever he said, that is how it is. And look at many of the prophets of old. Prophet Elijah, though God gave him power to do miracles, but then at the point that he has to be around for his life, he was afraid. You see, that is how God, the word he spoke against the people of Israel, Ahab, and the time, that lost in the time, he came, he could pray that it should not rain for 3.5 years, it did. And he prayed again. So the power in the word of God is not in the person, it's in when the word is spoken and God's own power works with it. It's not nowadays there are so many preachers they want to claim they have some power in themselves, that as if that God is, all the powers of God is in their hands. And no, God doesn't work that way. The power is in the message which God has written for us. So this is what the apostle, this 70 went to deliver. And then, as I've said before, the gospel, is able to bring deliverance to those who have been captivated by Satan, and also Satan's lies. You know, many people have been deceived by Satan's lies. All false teachings are from Satan. It means all these false teachings about the gospel in our time, where people are trying to, they seem to preach about Christ, but then they rather lead people astray from Christ, it's from Satan. He suggests to their mind. Christ is able to save us from these false teachers if only we are willing to give our head and our minds to Him, to purely what He tells us in His Word. So the gospel, when He saves us from Satan's power, his lies, and whatever influences he has, and also from our own sinfulness, the stronghold of sin, it pulls down the stronghold of human pride. You know, one of the obstacles why people cannot come to Christ is human pride. I feel I am somebody. I feel so bad. I feel, well, Christ, I've died for my sin, but yet, after I'm not a bad person. I have done that. Well, God may also look on this and receive me. This human pride. God tells us, salvation is in Christ alone, of what He has done on the cross of Calvary. And I say, no. I'll add my good things to that. Human pride. Tell them whatever, and they say, no. I'm a sinner, but I'm not totally bad. But then, if we come and we give our minds to this message, whatever stronghold of sin we brought down. So, you remember how Joshua led the people of Israel to conquer the land of Canaan? Because he went by the command of the Lord. Look at how David was able to conquer the stronghold of the Jebusites, Jerusalem, which we call Jerusalem, because God was willing to give to them, if they are obedient to Him, every portion of the land. So that at that command, if they were giant in the land, if by obedience they would go there, they would be able to conquer. But even if they are just weak people, remember the people of Ai, how they overcame them. They were few people, and the people of Joshua and his men thought, well, this would be just this few army. And when they went there, they were defeated. You see, only what God has said is what will work. So that in my salvation, in your salvation, only what God has said. Christ told his disciples, go and preach the message of the kingdom. And he healed us. That's what they did. You see, and that's what the power of the gospel lies. Okay, now I come to my text, which is verse 20. And notwithstanding, these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ to them. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the Spirit has subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amazing statement, that also. Look at, he has even, the successful ministry, the reports of the successful ministry of this 70, Christ had even promised them further protection and also further successes to their work. But here in verse 20, he reminds them that what must constitute their joy as his people must not be what they do for him as Christ, but what he has done for them by writing their name in heaven. Isn't that amazing? They say, as somebody should look at one, I want to offer, if he said, If you have a by no, I'm Juma dear, I'm good dear, no, some kind of as to me, I hear a customer in Kunim Diaba. Christians are Shamobo, say, Omenia, and Kunim Dia more. No, I sound so I'm more a Bible, a promise about a bomb mobile. Now, Baba is 20, no, sounds for no cash, I'm saying. Obey, son, you my mom, and woman, Omeniji, and Bassa, Omuji, Bia Manu, a costume. Then, Omeniji said, or no, I show me the other one as fine. And I'm saying, as someone I want to cry. Or, Fasha said, as fine, Mokon, and you know, you'll be a bear. And you know, some person may be a preacher and another be a pastor. There are no and no international. They did not also mistake Christ over your deal. You see? So that this, I mean, throw away everything that anybody can claim that will grant him acceptance with God. And the question is, what does it mean to have one's name written in heaven? Exercise, because you are true of the deal, so him more. Sign it here. Simply, having your name written in heaven implies God's acceptance of you, to adopt you as one of his children, and also to dwell with you here on earth, and so that in the future, in the world to come, you may dwell with him in eternity. Yes, sir. Then, Nemba, and yes, if you're on a wow, watching wow, Bemu, a fire of Paso, Embremon, or to me, I do abandon. Ah, Sano, or no, what's nasty where you ask him, now wants to dash him, wants to wait to me up with Nan or Swine. And one is saying, you're true, you're heaven. Because the country are true, you're Ghana, for the country of Ghana, population census. You see, Homa, or Ghana, and you're good growing here. You're true, there's all Ghana, all come home. That is it. So if your name is written in heaven, meaning you are part of God's people, because in heaven it's only God's people that are in heaven. Those who are called, who are made saints, who are made pure and holy like himself. Those who will never rebel against him, they are only those who are in heaven. I'm now in heaven, I'm now in heaven, I'm now in heaven. So if my name is written in heaven, that's what it means. That I will never willfully disobey him. That's what it means. So that by and by I will go and be with him forever. But then those whose names are written in heaven by nature are children of wrath because of our sinfulness. The American say, "Omo ya chuo ndi oswa himemo no, aomi ya nipano." Send ya wo ya ba wiyaso no. Ya ngupo. Isn't it amazing that when we are born into this world, we are born in sin. And immediately we are born, the Bible tells us we are among those whose God's anger is hanging on. The other one said, "We are very the Bible said, that is why even babies die, because they are sinful. They can die in the womb, immediately they are born, they can die. Why is that? Because they're sin. They say, we are sinners from birth. Why do they die? Because they're sin. Without sin, there's no death. So, there's sin in that. So, to be in that state of, among the children of wrath, and in that state of sinfulness, and then God tells you that I'm going to make you one of my people, is the most blessed thing. Because by nature, I should be rejected. By nature, and also my own actions, I should be cast away from God forever. They sin with me. Because this is the most blessed thing, because it's not just the sin itself, but then how the influence that it has on such a person's life. And yes, it's amazing. Because it does something to us. It does something to us. So to know that you are at peace with God and that whatever you do now pleases Him. Wow. It's an amazing thing. This restores to us the true purpose of life. Sati bia we ema butaya yebe wiase no anya omedi ato ho no the mind make me kun ye. You know this world people think, some people think, well, we are here for no purpose. We are just here to live and die, and that is all. No. We didn't come here by ourselves. We didn't create ourselves. God made us. Whether we accept it or not, God made us. And who the one who made us? It's like how people manufacture things. Any manufacturer has the purpose for which the things are manufactured. People may misuse it or turn it to other uses, but then whatever you do, the manufacturer has a purpose. And the right use of it is the purpose. If you don't use it as the manufacturer of that, you may not get the best out of the thing. You see? So the same way with our life here, God has a purpose for it. But because of sin, when people come into this world, they say, well, there's no purpose for them from God. They should live for themselves. And look at all the troubles in this world. Then you will say that, well, there are wars here, there's corruption here, and there's dishonesty here, there's unkindness here, there's harshness here. We forget that the world is living against the will of the Creator. Mr. Yajin, we are saying, how we are saying, because, oh, and to call Kosu Waha, and to see Waha, and Katazisha Waha, Mwani Waha. It's not very if you say, if we are seeing where it's in Nipa, and it's not saying, and go for Nisha Wayamaya. That is it. There's misery in the world because there's sin in the world. And in Romans chapter 8, the Bible tells us, God has left things in this way because sin. But at the day of redemption, when even the believers whose body will be changed to that glorious body of Christ, when that day comes and this world is renewed, there will be no pain. There will be no sin. There will be no death. There will be nothing that is called misery in that new world because there will be sin. Will be cast away. But for now, I would say it is helpful that there's trouble in the world because that really works against it. Because else, we cannot live in the world. People must be disappointed in their courses so that they may sit down and realize that there's somebody who rules the world. Okay, so, but look at us. But as I said, this blessed thing restores the true purpose of life. So that if I am not among these whose names are written in heaven, I don't know the purpose of life. So menka wonwa yachu wondi oswa himemu ya minim abraboy butainti amuriasi. And it is true. You know what other people think? Well, I'm growing up. I'll go to school. After school, find a job, find a family. Maybe save to have some things I want and enjoy, and save my retirement, and that is all. That is the general idea of the world. Or have some vacations and whatever. But a Christian, the one who has been brought into this state, has better things to think of. Each and every day, he may have all these things, but his joy is not in any of these things. He may not have any of these things, but his troubles is not in any of these things. His trouble is sin. His trouble is how he can walk and please his Father. You see? If we know the purpose of life, our trouble will be with the issue with sin, not with anything in the world. But because people don't know the purpose of life, well, they don't care if they have sin or not. All that they care is their losses in this life, their disappointment in this life, the things that are not going on for them in this life, that's what they think about. I know. The one who knows the purpose of life knows that the issue with that is sin. So to think of God, who is perfect in goodness, perfect in holiness, perfect in righteousness, so trustworthy in everything, and we compare ourselves to Him. Let's compare ourselves. The lies we tell, the pride, our unkindness, our lust, and dishonesty, and all sorts of sins are around us. Corruption in our heart and life. How incompatible we are to God. Is that not so? Is there the Hutu Yankupon? If Yankupon, if it be our paper, Papa Yamu, Konko Yamu, Chine Yamu, and Greg Yamu, we be our paper. Near Saint Hill, and draw a home of swap, a Jumordain, a corner of money, and a Brabant Saint Nina, a Kermosia. yabra bone ya kuma bu nya ne hwe nyankopon ye tu nyankopon ho a ye ye ne no ye ntumi as a u di yabra bone se nyankopon ne su ho a as a kwaka kaka da dai ye that is how it is the perfection and the imperfect that's how we are and then this God is perfect in all his everything you think that is God is perfect in them and as everything I think is good we fall short in that and this God who is all good and perfect wants us to be among his people he sent this message to us through the gospel to let us think of laying down rebellion our love of sin our heart and life giving to sin that we may come and know him this is the gospel not only are we incompatible by nature and this God we are also debtors to him yes maybe I need Jesus Christ and then in some for name we owe God we are also debtors to God from our birth to our dying day all our sins are accumulated against us emrae wo ye kopem brae do wo riase mo ne boni nya ne akopon obo anwa to wa mai we say we lay with sin and it's going, no, all our sins, God is keeping records of them. That is why he could tell the people of Israel, he could tell them, I think was it Jacob, that the sin of the Amorites is not your fault. Because he wanted them, the people of Israel to go and take possession of the Canaan land, and the Amorites were there. But he said that no, the sin of the Amorites were not yet full. And they waited for 400 years to go. You see how God takes records of our sins? He knows when. You say, oh, it's okay with us. We have despised his mercy for a long time. It's okay, die and come and meet your judgment. You see, for a sinner to live, the Bible tells us, is the mercy of God. So the boy in the back says, we are seeing Muna on Hunyameno and Yakukomo Brahu. But the Bible tells us the mercies of God leads us to repentance. Yakukomo Brahu, Kriyame and Yajin Sakura. So that when I live my life in sin and sin, I don't care about his message, to reconcile to him, to lay down my rebellion, then I am pushing myself towards God's wrath. One day, God will lead me to die. So we owe him. Every sin that is unforgiven must be punished by him. God is a just God. He's a judge of all the earth. He only can render recompense to those who deserve in the right manner. In this world, people are punished for some of the bad things they do, but this is just a temporal thing. But then God's punishment is eternal. So it was not a light thing that Christ reminded the disciples that their joy must be in what he has done for them. If you think of these things, to have their names written in heaven is far above anything that we think we can do, even for God. That's what Christ told them. So it wasn't enlightened that if you tell them their joy rather should be in heaven. And let me just repeat that word to you again. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the Spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Isn't it amazing? These disciples have forgotten that the Savior and what he has done is far above what he can even enable them to do. God and his salvation. That's what Christ will say, if we should gain the whole world and lose our soul, what will we do? What can we use to exchange the salvation of the soul? Nothing. Not what we do for Christ. Not what we do for church or God. All that we do for him cannot count anything compared to what he has done for us. It's worthless. It's worthless if we are not among those he has brought himself. So, in thinking further, let us remind ourselves again, the atoning sacrifice of Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary was only for this purpose. Say, Christo, by the power for the of Calvary, no? It was sabotaging here. Say, so that sinners may be reconciled to God and be brought into fellowship with him. In 2 Corinthians 5:19, the first one tells us to wait that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. If God, you are not reconciled to God, your sins are put into your account. Say, that Bible says, Yankupo Christo Mano, or Divia Senior, or Piriasia Mano, San Juan Formal Bonnie, and to her mom. Let me cast a young Baptist on chain, the amount of Fanfare and Canon Wine, the young to Moa. You're born in on Yankupo, but who am I? I say that when we come to him, he imputes our sins to us. He was in Christ, reconciling the world of sinners to himself, not imputing the other, because all those that he will reconcile to are sinners. They have their sins. Like, if you have watched this, read this book, John Bunyan's Pilgrim Progress, Christian was having a sin like a bug behind him. And so only he could see. I just can tell, well, why do you worry yourself? He said, I have my sins behind me. Until this thing is taken away, I cannot live. You see? And that is how, when God makes us to be sensible of his justice and his majesty, and who we are, then we begin to see how our sins, deserve such a punishment from God. And yet, so he tells us that if we are reconciled to him, he will not impute our sins to us. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, also tells us, God made him, Christ made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin. Christ himself was pure without sin. He was, his human nature was pure. He was without sin. He who knew no sin, as God, for as God is perfect, but his human nature too was without sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. How can I be accepted before God except I come through Christ? God can only make me righteous through Christ. So this is God imputes their righteousness. When my sins are not given me, are taken away, then he imputes to me my righteousness. Saying, I'm going to give me one if you are. And the Christ will say, there's a hymn that says that, but that the Jesus, in his blood and righteousness, my beauty and my glorious dress. Christ will say, Moja, Nini, Trene, Aye, Mahu, Fadia, Ah, Aye, Matadia, and Nini, Matadia. The righteousness and the blood of Christ is the robe or the dress of the believer. Those whose names are written in heaven are covered with the righteousness of Christ, are covered with the blood of Christ, so that when God sees them, their sins are out of view. When God sees them, he doesn't see their sins again. He sees Christ and what he has done on their behalf. But let me come to God with myself. What do I have? My sins, which God has placed there for me, which is been accumulated. That is why it is sad when a sinner lives for so many years, because his sins are many. His sins become many. So that is it. So that's Christ did for us. Christ was willing to suffer shame and pains of death on the cross of Calvary, so that he could pay the debt of sin that we owe to the Father. So that he could pay our debt of sin. As I said earlier on, it's not that we are incompatible with God, but we are also debtors to him. But Christ does not only reconcile us to him, he also pays this debt for us. Himself, these are the words of Lord Jesus Christ in Luke 5:6. He said that I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. That's his word. And also chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So for me to come to be brought among the citizens of heaven, my name to be written here, Christ has come to seek for me. Their God is willing to make we who are objects of his wrath, we who are supposed to die and perish in eternal hell forever, he's willing to bring us and make us citizens of his eternal glory. What amazing truth. Say nyanku pomwa, ye boni se asutwe, ye boni se ada asutwe no. Nya pese wa basa siso, se over e binya chefa am awone mba enyu nya mo dance on heaven. And then as you see say, that is why the hymn writer said, amazing grace. A love so amazing, so divine, demands my love, my all. That is why, if a person is genuinely saved, he loves the Lord's command than anything. Kill him, he will want to obey the Lord. That is it. Because the saved person God works in the heart through His Spirit. He gives us a new life for us to realize that there's nothing so important in the world than my Lord. Nothing. Even if it should take away my joy, yes, my Lord. And we have example in the Bible. Though we may not be perfect, we may be growing in this, but with time, if we become Christians, God will work in our heart that there will be nothing in this world that really will call joy or happy. No, nothing. Yes, we'll be happy with for things that we have, that's just temporary, but our true joy will be in that the love God loves us. And He has manifested His love to us through Christ. And that we are willing to do anything and obey Him, not that He will credit us. But then it is just what to do for Him, because He has done what we cannot do. You see? That's why Christ told the disciples that after they have done everything, they should say they have done nothing, they are unprofitable servants. They have done what is their duty. That's what it means. So that if I'm a Christian, I think that, well, I come to church, I read the Bible, I pray, because of that, God should receive me. I'm a deceiver. I'm deceiving myself. That God should accept me because I read the Bible. God should accept me because maybe I pray, I come to church, I give my tithe, I give my offering. I am deceiving myself. These things are good, but they cannot bring us to be reconciled to God. But the being who I bet me actually have by Yanko Ponchen said, Yanko Ponchen is some of them. If I am not born again, if Christ has not changed me, if the Spirit is not given to convert my heart, if I have not come to the Savior to confess to Him my sin. Yesterday I spoke to a young lady who was at the station, and I spoke to him about repentance and prayer. One of our tracks said that. And I tried to point out to her some of the things that we have to think about when we come to the Lord. And she was so amazed to think of like pride and other things as so much important. God looking at that even beyond other things. But initially she told me that she's converted. And so when we finished, she asked her again. She told me that, well, she couldn't say yes again. And I thought, yeah, that is the problem of many of us. We come to Jesus Christ with maybe stealing, fornication, big sin. We forget. And we say, hold on to some things. When I come to Lord Jesus Christ, tell Him to save me. If I'm sincere, I tell Him, Lord, I offer You my heart, I offer You my life. People think they can be saved, and yet they are masters of their own life. No! If I am saved, Christ is my master. He decides for me. His will is my delight. And that is what I will do. Yes, sometimes I will fail Him, but I will not be somebody who continuously knows the will of His and just continue to brush it off. And yes, when I ask, well, we are all imperfect. Inya perfect. No, no, no. I will even cry for being in that position and ask the Lord help to help me that I will be sincere to my profession. And when I have fallen into any sin, yes, a believer can fall into sin, but the believer will not stay in sin. He will cry to the Lord. To, you see how I always use this to the sin of Judas in betraying Christ, and the sin of Peter in denying Christ. Peter's own looks to, seems to be one of the greatest, because Peter, he said, I don't know Him at all. How about Judas? You know, when he was betraying Christ, he went to kiss Him. That, and Christ said, my friend, you have come to do this. But Peter, when he was, he cursed that he really saw an old that I don't know Christ. But the difference was that when he has realized his sin, he cried and asked the Lord for it. He was restored. But Judas, instead of him to face up to his shame and go to Christ and pray for mercy, he hung himself. That's the difference. Pride. Judas, you see, he thought of the shame of the sin. Not that the shame that he has really, he was a sinner before God. He thought of the shame that everybody would know that, well, Judas saw the master. Well, he took the money back to them, said, I don't like the money. And they said, go see what you do. He was proud of himself. You have sinned. And the Savior you have betrayed is the Savior of the world. Look at the thief on the cross. Say, Lord, remember me. The Lord said, today you'll be with me in paradise. But if we are proud and we are not willing to own up ourselves to Him, Christ will never save us. Our names will never be written in heaven. Yes, our names will be written in the church's register here on earth, but our names will not be found in heaven. That's a greater matter. And this is what Jesus Christ wants us to think about this. My question to each one of you, is your name written in heaven register? May and someone of you say, I'm sure Odin was strong in name from one more. Is your name written there? If your name is not written, I'll just repeat myself again. Only Jesus Christ alone and what he has done on the cross of Calvary is able to bring our names to heaven. How we come to trust in this? The book of the Lamb. The book of the Lamb. And then we come to him and we sincerely tell him to forgive our sins and to yield our heart and life to him, that he will change it and make us anew. If we deserve that God should change us, and Christ, we call on him through Christ, he'll come and save us. So this is all that Christ is telling us. Let us think about these things. And let us think, until we have really given ourselves to him and our names are written in heaven, let us not hold our peace. Mr. Stein said, like Christopher said, yes, we are not a page. Say, oh, for people in prayer, say, yeah, dear, one man, what should we do on Kahuma? Me and Ma, yeah, Mama, yeah, Mama, yeah, the fret so on the non fire the man. If you say, no, Caucasian, you have one, say, Woman, and you say, wait, say, my children will do on Kahuma. I don't know, say, we are sure. Now, hope on why, not say, you may say, let may God help us and lead each one of us. We are not come to him, to come to him.